giving up a relationship is going to save you time and energy that can go toward other non-leechy relationships. Let me say that again. Hey, listeners, I hope everybody's having a great day so far. And if you're starting your day, I hope you have a wonderful day and a great start today. I haven't had the chance to sit down and do a recording or an episode. So now that I have a little bit of time, I wanted to just give it a shot. I honestly don't have anything prepared. But I do have some notes that I just kind of want to go over on some things that I've been studying regarding self-help, personal development, stuff like that. So one thing that I've noticed about myself is that I've been on this self-help journey since 2013. That's when I discovered this whole culture about motivational, motivational videos, self-help. I've listened to countless hours of self-help. And it's been productive. It's been helpful at times. Nonetheless, I've discovered that there is a heavier meaning. There is more depth to what you need to learn when you actually study it and when you create the content yourself rather than just listening to something. That's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to start the podcast, is because I wanted to share kind of what I'm learning, and not just self-help, but, you know, just other, you know, life hacks, you know, little tidbits of information, you know, like example, like the cold showers, you know, those have been fun. I have not been able to stick to a daily routine of those because they're fucking hard, but it's been fun, you know, like the journal, like bullet journaling was another fun thing, which I still do. But again, I don't stick to it every day. I haven't adopted one of these little sub genres of self-help on a daily basis. You know, I'm not consistent with journaling. I'm not consistent with meditation. I'm not consistent with cold showers. I'm not consistent with intermittent fasting, as you should be, honestly. I think that everybody's different, and for some people, one thing may work. And even within oneself, you know, like, you know, for you, intermittent fasting may work for a few months and then it may not work. You know, maybe you change a routine and you'll need to change your approach. I mean, we're all different, and even as individuals, we all change. So we're not the same, you know, like whoever you were a year ago, that's not you anymore. So you, whatever worked for you in 2017, 2016, it's not going to work in 2019 or 2020. So given that, I've been doing a lot of deep diving into these topics. And one of the things that I've talked about before in my podcast is about the, you know, your purpose. You know, what's your purpose in life? It's not just about setting up goals. But in meditating about it and going fully deep, you know, like deeper into that that question, the one main purpose that we all have, if we think about it in a very unbiased and very naturalistic way, is to exist. And within existing, there is that purpose of experiencing life. And you may agree or you may disagree, but just hear me out. One of our main purposes in life is to experience life's full range of experiences and adventures, right? You know, our purpose in life is to experience extreme happiness and joy and everything in between, you know, going down to extreme pain and suffering. Anyone who has not suffered in life has not lived life. And anyone who hasn't experienced extreme joy, it's the same way, has not lived life. And you don't have to, have $10 million to have, extreme happiness and joy. And also, you don't need to go through something extremely traumatic like having cancer, knock on wood, God forbid, or something like that to experience extreme pain. These are emotions. These are feelings that are very subjective to our own point of view, to our own paradigm, if that makes sense. So given that that is our main purpose, once you understand the entirety of life's experiences, that's when you can start looking into how can you grow. I mean, you cannot ask yourself, or you cannot grow in life, you cannot become a better version of yourself if you haven't experienced all these ranges of adventures, if you were to watch a movie where the main character lives a very boring life, he just wakes up, goes to school, goes to class, nothing exciting happens, goes back home, eats something, does homework, takes a shower, goes to sleep, and that's the entire movie, nobody would watch it. Not even the director, not even the people that worked on the movie would watch it. If you look at movies and books, fiction, it's all about someone going through some sort of challenge, someone going through some difficulty in life and overcoming it, or someone going through some highs in life and then going through some lows, and that's life, right? So once you experience that, then that's when you can actually truly ask yourself, how can you grow? Or how can you, what perceptions, what paradigms do you need to adopt in order to experience life's adventures on a better quality level? How can you go through extreme difficulties being the best version of yourself, and how can you go through the best experiences and joys of your life, again, being the same, the better version of yourself? Someone can have an extreme happy event. Someone can, cheesy examples, but someone can win the lottery. But if they're not prepared to experience, these happy adventures, quote unquote, they're gonna fuck it up. And again, you can go through very adverse situations and difficulties, and if you're not going through them being the best version of yourself, you're gonna fuck it up. And I think that's pretty much the question. But before you ask that question of how can I remove that victim mentality from my mind, or how can I grow, how can I be in a growth perspective rather than being in a protection perspective, protecting myself, being defensive all the time. Before you ask that question, you need to first understand that life's main purpose is for you to experience life. I've heard this from Jim Carrey, so I'm not sure if he's the one that brought up that phrase or if he was just quoting somebody else, but life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And that's pretty much what I'm saying here. Your true purpose in life, or everyone's true purpose in life, even a tree, even a dog, even a cat's, that cat's life purpose is to exist. It's to experience life, to experience hunger, to experience sex, to experience adversity, to experience fights, anger, hate, joy, love, etc., right? But again, in order to experience those, in order to fulfill that main purpose, you need to work on being the better, best version of yourself. So, bad experiences can be, you know, experiencing loneliness, apathy, experiencing clinginess, you know, like when you, like somebody that's breaking up and feels like they cannot move on without that someone, you know, feeling that you were joined at the hip with that person and you cannot move on. Experiencing the need of approval of others, social anxiety, you know, feeling like a directionless future, like you don't really know what next step to take. You know, all these are experiences for life, and that's the purpose of life, is for you to experience those. And once you're experiencing those, it's like, okay, so who are you really? You know, who are you behind all that, you know, behind all your life experiences, behind everything that you are, everything that you've accomplished, everything that you're going through? Who are you really, you know? Who are you beyond all that? Beyond all that social conditioning, you know, of what you should be, what you should do. Who are you behind all the biological influences that you have, you know? That, you know, all those biological needs. Who are you behind all that? You know, and most importantly is like, what is this ego of yours doing to you? That's one of the key questions as well. You know, as you're experiencing all these adventures in life, what is your ego telling you? What are you telling yourself that you should do, that you should be, that you should experience or not experience, right? So these are all questions that no one can answer but you. And it takes hours. I mean, at least for me, it's taken hours of deep self-reflection to pretty much understand these things. Once you do understand them, it's pretty liberating. And one of the things I've discovered is that we have so much untapped potential, but because we don't know who we are and we don't know how to control our ego, that's just untapped potential that we all have. And sadly, there's people that go all the way into their, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, they're in their deathbeds and they never untapped that, you know, that potential. And to me, that is more than scary. That is just depressing. It's depressing to think that, you know, somebody can go through all these adventures in life, to all these, difficulties and joys, and never truly understand, you know, who they are, and never learn to become the better versions of themselves, to go through these things in the best possible manner in order to have the best life experience. Because again, that's the main purpose. Your main purpose in life is to just experience life to the fullest. And I asked the question earlier about, you know, social conditioning, you know, who are you beyond all these social conditioning? Now, I live in the United States and there is this thing called globalism, which to my understanding, it just means that the entire world is starting to look like the United States. We have this consumer culture. We have this culture of capitalism, of growth, economic growth, GDP. And these are all great things. This is pretty much what allows us to live in the future, honestly. You know, like we have cars, we have apartment complexes, we have houses, we have airplanes, technology, cell phones, internet, and all this, I mean, whether you like it or not, is thanks to capitalism. It's thanks to the consumer culture that comes with it. But unfortunately, that consumer culture is, you know, it comes with a lot of social conditioning. And I'm sure you've heard about this, but, you know, social conditioning from consumer culture comes from you're not enough or you're not complete until you have this. You know, you will not look great until you buy this shirt. You will not be fast. You know, you'll not break your personal best until you buy these Nike shoes that are, you know, these running shoes that are awesome. You won't look cool until you buy a Tesla. I want a Tesla. You know, this consumer culture that you will not be enough until ... fill in the blank, has created this sort of trance. And it goes very against our main purpose in life. It goes, I mean, truly against becoming the better versions of ourselves, because it conditions us to think that we will be better until, or that we will experience something awesome when ... You know, we place our happiness, we place our hopes, our dreams, we put on hold that better version of ourselves into the future until we have that new iPhone 11, until we have that high-speed internet, until we have that awesome relationship with someone, and, you know, we'll have whatever, you know, until we get married, until we have kids. That always until, it's this trance that is just being exponentially louder because of consumer culture. And I'm not saying that capitalism is bad. I'm not saying that buying things is bad. You know, it's awesome. Continue doing that. Continue, you know, like, you know, it's just part of life at this point. You know, it's part of this giant global system that we as humans have created and that is allowing us to exist and to drastically reduce the number of wars and crime and violence around the world. But unfortunately, as it's doing all these great things, it's placing us into this consumer culture trance that does not allow us to be the best versions of ourselves now, if that makes sense. Another thing is that, you know, with this culture of I'll be happy when, it blocks you from being abundant in the now. It blocks you from being abundant or from living in abundance right now. And when you block yourself from living in this abundance or abundant state, or this state of gratefulness, what happens is that you literally cannot see what you currently have. You know, I'll give you a good example, you know, that I just thought about. When I started getting into the gym, when I started, you know, getting into running, I wanted to get a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, you know, so one of those things. And I was like, okay, if I have one of those, it'll definitely motivate me to run faster. It'll definitely motivate me to stick to my routine, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, it was awesome. I mean, like, that's what I need. Then I got it and it was cool. You know, I had this idea that I'll be happy when I have this Fitbit. I'll be happy when I have this, you know, gadget that is going to tell me how many calories I'm burning, you know, what my heart rate is at any given moment. And it was cool. It was fun. I felt complete in that area, you know, in that fitness area. But then it faded off. And then I was like, okay, what else? Then I was like, oh, maybe I need to get one of those nice, you know, water containers, you know, like they're, that's kind of like trending right now, you know, like those hydro flasks or whatever, you know. And I was like, maybe I need to get one of the cool ones. That way, you know, I have like the, like a nice little equipment of, you know, gym equipment, you know, like I need to get it because that'll be cool. You know, I'll feel complete when I have that, you know, like, and then I had that. And then it's like, okay, now I need some running shoes. Like these shoes, they're getting pretty worn out. So I'm going to buy running shoes, you know. And it never got to the point where I was like, okay, that's it. I think I got everything. I'm ready, you know. And what I noticed as I was getting these things was that I was still training the same. It's not like I became faster or stronger. I was still running at the same pace. I mean, I was getting better little by little, you know, but it was not necessary, you know. It was a nice addition, but it was not something that was life-changing to, again, in that area. So what happens when you get into this state is that you place your eyes, you place your vision into the future, and you place your self-worth, your self completeness into the future, and you don't see it now. You feel that you're incomplete now. You don't feel the best version of yourself now, so you place it into the future. And when you do that, you become blind to the things that you do have. And this happens so much. You know, there's people that have a nice house, you know, a wife or a husband that they love. They have kids. They have a good job. Yet they're not happy. Yet they don't feel complete. And they feel like, well, when I get this brand new car, this brand new Mercedes-Benz or this boat, you know, the typical American lifestyle, you know, where that, you know, the family that lives in the suburbs, and the classic, what is it called? The middle age crisis, the midlife crisis, where they're like, I'll be happy when I buy a boat. I want a boat. You know, that's the American traditional midlife crisis example. And that person is not happy. And once they get the boat, yeah, they're going to be happy for a little bit. They'll enjoy it. They'll have fun for sure. But then after a few days, they'll go back to that same state, that same state of incompletion. And you'll never get there. And what happens is that you don't see what you have. You're not grateful for what you have. And you put yourself in this anti-abundance state. And you block yourself from the state of flow. You know, you flow. There is this this state, they call it the state of flow, which is when someone is, let's say someone's playing a video game and they're so into the video game that they lose track of time. They lose track of where they are. They don't know anything at that moment in time. They don't know anything other than being focused on playing that video game. Or it happens when you're at work, when you're truly focused on what you're doing and you're just zoned out. You don't think of anything. And then before you know it, when you look at the clock, you're like, oh shoot, it's time to go home. I've been, you know, so dedicated into, you know, this topic or this, so focused on this area that you become in a state of flow. And that's when you become the most productive. That's when you become the most creative. And when you're in this trance of I'll be happy when, you mentally block yourself from getting into that state. And that is pretty much a description of depression. You know, depressed people cannot focus. When someone is depressed, it's really hard for them to focus their attention on something, to work, to maintain focus, you know, like they cannot. It's really hard for them. And again, that's because they don't feel complete, you know. And again, going back to the beginning, you know, going back to my main point, the main purpose in life, it's to experience all these ranges, you know, to experience happiness, to experience depression. Like we have to experience these things. There, so put it this way, there is not one person in this world that has not been sad at least once. I mean, shit, we are born crying. Literally, that's the first shit we do when we are born. We cry. So, if you think about it, part of life, one of your purposes in life is to experience depression. Yeah, you need to. Because in depression is when you're truly gonna be self-analyzing yourself. In depression is when you're truly gonna evaluate your life choices. You know, and it's part of it, you know, like, again, it's part of life to experience all of these, but it's how you approach these experiences. It's how you approach them. And one of the ways that you need to approach them is to understand that you are complete now, that you are enough right now. And once you do that, and everything else is just going to be drastically easier. Everything else, you know, everything else is going to be drastically easier. You know, making yourself wake up on time is going to be easy. Making yourself complete projects is going to be easy. You know, going to the gym is going to be a breeze. Focusing at work is going to be easy. You know, getting that promotion that you want is going to be like a piece of cake. But it's going to be not until when you realize that you don't need anything else. You don't need that fancy car. You don't need that perfect relationship. You don't need the approval of others. Once you realize that, once you realize that your purpose in life is to experience, that life happens for you, that it doesn't happen to you, that's when everything else will become easier. And you know, I know that there's people that they have clinical depression and they need to take action into that. You know, they need to do something about it. But again, why are you experiencing that? You know, why are you experiencing the negatives and the positives? It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's not that you need something to feel, you know, it's like, no, you're complete. Oh, but you feel sad. Well, no shit. Oh, but you're really happy. Well, no shit. I mean, I have met people, and actually I have been, you know, throughout my life, I have been that type of person when everything is going great, when my life is just going awesomely well, there is that little fear in the background that is like, oh shit, everything is too good to be true. Something's about to fucking go down. You know, this cannot last forever. Like, so even in that, in those peak moments of happiness and joy, you need to learn how to be the best version of yourself, to experience it, you know, to go through it as, you know, as best as you can. And yes, you know, probably, you know, like it's, somebody once said, and I forgot who it was, that in life there's only three stages in life. You're either going through a storm, you're getting out of a storm, or you're about to get into a storm. And that's it. Those are three stages in life, and anyone that's listening to this is in at least one of those. And the only thing that you can change is the perspective of yourself. That's the first thing that you should change, is the perspective of yourself. That's it. You know, you don't need approval of others. You don't need a better job. You don't need more money. Although all those things are great, but in order to achieve those, you first need to change your, you know, yourself, you know, your perception. And, you know, again, for someone that's truly listening to this, because I think this is becoming a long one, will think, well, then, no, duh, then how the fuck do I change this? You know, how can I get out of this consumer culture trends that I'm in, thinking that I'll be happy when I get the girl, when I get the guy, when I get the promotion, when I get out from living in my parents' home, you know, etc. You know, the only way that you're gonna learn that you'll be able to do it is through boundaries. So you need to have boundaries in every relationship that you have, especially in the relationship with yourself. You know, so there are relationships that are going to feed you energy, and then there's going to be relationships that are going to suck the energy out of you. And when I say relationships, I mean a relation in relation to you, but it could be anything. It could be a relationship with, you know, with your girlfriend, boyfriend. It could be the relationship with your parents. It could be your relationship with food, your relationship with your job, your relationship within yourself. In every relationship, in every, you know, area of your life, there are going to be areas or relationships that are going to feed you energy, that are going to make you feel good, and are going to push you forward, you know, to be the best version of yourself. And there's going to be relationships that are going to suck the energy out of you. And your job, in order to become the best version of yourself, in order to get out of this trance of consumer culture of I'll be happy when, is to place boundaries. You know, you need to learn to have personal boundaries in every single relationship that you have. And in order for you to do that is, again, through meditation, through self-reflection, through understanding. What's your relationship with food? You know, what boundaries should you have with food? You know, what types of food should you eat, and what types of food should you not eat? You know, what are the boundaries? Is your relationship with food sucking energy from you or giving you energy? You know, what's the relationship with your parents? You know, how much are you allowing your parents to run your life? That's a question. You know, how much, you know, what boundaries should you place with your relationship with your girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, husband, wife? What boundaries should you place? Is that relationship feeding you energy, making you, you know, the best version of yourself, or is that relationship sucking you dry? You know, it's important to understand what boundaries to place in every relationship, but it's also important to understand and know when to give up a relationship. Giving up a relationship is going to save you time and energy that can go toward other non-leechy relationships. Let me say that again. Giving up on a relationship will save you time and energy that can go forward, that you can put into another relationship that is going to actually help you grow. You know, never double up on somebody else. Always double up on yourself. And I know that sounds selfish, but it's actually the opposite. You know, like when you go on an airplane and they always give you these presentations on how to use the mask in case of an emergency, you know, how to place your seatbelt and all that. They always tell you when the oxygen mask comes down, if you have children around you, place the mask on yourself first, breathe, you know, and then place a mask on your child. And that's not being selfish, because if you place the mask on your child first, guess what? You're going to pass out and then you won't be able to take care of that child. So it's the same thing here. If you don't give up on these negative, dry, you know, suck energy sucking relationships, and you double down on trying to fix the relationship instead of doubling down on yourself, on building yourself up, you may think, well, that's being selfish because, you know, I care about the other person. But in reality, it's the opposite of being selfish, because you're just thinking of yourself. You're thinking of, well, no, because again, that trance, I'll be happy when this relationship works. I'll be happy when, you know, this is better, whatever the case is. But what you're really doing is that you're putting so much energy in trying to fix that one relationship that you're literally ignoring all other relationships. So, and it becomes like a house of cards when your entire life can crumble down before you. And again, that will happen if you don't set boundaries. So I think I'm gonna end it here, because I usually don't do these long ass episodes. But stop and think, you know, like, do yourself a favor. What are your relationships in all areas, you know? If you have a girlfriend, what's your relationship with that, you know, or a boyfriend, you know, what's your relationship with that person, and what boundaries should you place? If you don't have a girlfriend or a girl, you know, what's your relationship with yourself, with that need of finding someone? What's your relationship with yourself? And why do you feel that you need to find someone? And what boundaries should you place on that internal need? Again, there's nothing wrong with that need, but is that fucking up your entire life, that all you think about is trying to find someone? Or do you need to double up on yourself and place some boundaries around that relationship within yourself? What about your work? How is your relationship with work? Do you like your job? Do you hate it? Do you work too much or not at all? Did you just go and just watch YouTube videos every morning and don't do shit? Or do you work so much that, you know, you don't have time for anything else and you're always tired, and that, you know, your relationship with your job is sucking you dry and not leaving enough energy for you to place on other relationships? What's your relationship with your body? How do you feel about your body? What boundaries should you place with your body? Hashtag no nut November. I crack myself up. You know, think about these things and think, you know, what boundaries should I place? It's all about boundaries. And once you truly understand these boundaries, then trust me, I promise you, everything else will become easier. Everything else. You want to get a better job? Piece of fucking cake. You want to lose weight or gain weight? Piece of fucking cake. Everything you'll do, it'll, or every goal you have, everything that you truly want. Again, there's nothing wrong with wanting things. There's nothing wrong with needing things. We all do. You know, we live in this society where, you know, consumer culture is king. There's nothing wrong with that. But is placing boundaries in order to be happy now, in order to feel complete now. That's pretty much my message. Anyway, damn, this is the longest one that I've recorded, and I need to go. But I hope that my message was clear. And again, I didn't really script anything. I didn't really write anything. I just kind of just went off of what I've been studying and reflecting on lately. And I hope that you guys take some benefit out of listening to me and take some time today to reflect on yourself and reflect on what boundaries you need. And if you already knew that and, you know, you just wanted to, you know, still listen to me, I still appreciate you. I love you. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you guys later. By the way, don't forget, subscribe to my Twitter account, subscribe to this podcast so that you get notifications when I post. It's random. I never know when I'm going to post. Subscribe to my Twitter account, which I haven't been as active, but I will. And I'll talk to you guys later.